Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Glenn Greenidge, part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're coming to you, check this out, of live out of New Hampshire, Lake Sunrise in New Hampshire. But we've got a thrilling show tonight. We've got Mr. Jeffrey Simpson that's going to be talking about all kinds of interesting items around pet ownership, pet liability, pet insurance, and we're going to talk about some other protection products. That's the first half an hour segment, and then we've got Brad Nicole, and he's going to be talking about newsletter marketing, and he's got some pretty exciting ideas around that. And then we're also going to have our open session. And if you guys don't have your businesses and your business opportunities and services, we'll bring back either one of our guests and extend their time. Anyway, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is Wealth Club. We feature shows on Tuesday, the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month. We also have on each Sunday at 8 p.m., on the first Sunday we have On Track with Henrietta Byrd coming out of Chicago, Chi-Town. And then we've got on the second Sunday of the month, we've got Shakaysha Showers coming out of Compton, but she's been traveling all over the universe, and her show is called Let's Celebrate. And that's a fantastic show as well. All the shows are great, actually. And Shakaysha's actually handling the switchboard tonight and making things happen for us. Appreciate that, Shakaysha. Thank you. And then on the third Sunday, we bring our spiritual leader and our taskmaster, Ms. Clara Lyons Devon, and the name of her show is called Vision Works. So that's the third Sunday. And then the fourth Sunday of the month, I have Man of the Month, and I feature someone, and matter of fact, next month, I'm going to be featuring these two young brothers, Randy Fisher and Sharon Corley from the Hip Hop Nation, and they're going to be talking about positive information about hip hop and what's happening in that media. Anyway, today is the Wealth Club. We're coming to you live. We're going to start off with the declaration of the International Summit. Go ahead, Shakaysha, take it away. Shakaysha. We can't hear you. International Black Summit Declaration. All right, we're going to... Shakaysha, are you there? All right, we're having a little technical difficulty with that. We'll find out. We'll come back to that in a second as soon as Shakaysha is available. But tonight, we have Mr. Jeffrey Simpson, who happens to be a very, very good friend of mine. We went to school together, New Hampshire College, back in the day. And Jeffrey was a very promising sales guy and still is. And he's coming to you live today with some exciting, I want to tell you this is exciting stuff, about pet ownership and pet liability, pet insurance. It's a huge industry, and he knows how to take care of it. Anyway, welcome, Mr. Jeffrey Simpson.
Thank you, Glenn. Am I being received pretty good? Can you hear me fairly well?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly, my friend.
I'll stand. First of all, thank you very much for the invite. I really appreciate it, and I see that you're going leaps and bounds with regards to your life purposes as well. But I just want to say thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Now, for those, since I know you rather well, but tell the rest of the listeners don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. As you mentioned, you and I are basically colleagues from New Hampshire College, and I won't tell them the year, but as a matter of fact, our school now has changed name to Southern New Hampshire University,
right,
out of Manchester, New Hampshire. And before that, Glenn, you know, as I was known on campus, I was one of the crazy Marines. I had just returned, actually, back from Vietnam during that time, giving people a hint as to the time frame. And so I moved from Hartford, Connecticut to Manchester, New Hampshire in order to complete my studies at New Hampshire College at that time, my background being business management. From there, what occurred was that I endeavored in a lot of different things corporate-wise in the sales field, from computers to the finance world of insurance, and dabbled in a couple other places, but have always been successful in my efforts. And one of the things I wanted to do, Glenn, one of the things I wanted to do is I always wanted to open my own business. And now at this stage of our lives, in fact, it was either do or die. You know, either do it now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be in a position where I'm in my retirement years, which is coming up close. I didn't want to be in my retirement years saying I should have, could have, would have, you know, did these things that I should have did, because now I have already attempted to do them. So that's basically how I spun this business off, and these businesses off that I'm going to tell you about.
Well, the perfect lead-in. So tell us a little bit about your business services. So what kind of services do you provide?
Okay. What I really wanted to do when I first put this together was very simple. I still try to keep it simple. And I wanted to consider myself what I call the gap man, G-A-P, the gap man.
Okay.
Meaning to fill in the gap for different things that I see that I felt that the consumers might be. Gap, one of the things I'm going to talk about is gap insurance, which means auto gap insurance. Another gap would be in the health industry, which in this case would be specifically towards pets. One is pet liability, I'll talk about, and the other one is pet health insurance. Okay? And then also a niche that I found, which really spurred it off, was simply a company that's really online, and that's Sincerely Yours Protection Devices. And those items are basically stun guns and tasers and pepper sprays and things of that sort. These are non-lethal weapons, basically, or non-lethal devices, rather, to help people ward off or prevent crimes against themselves.
Of course.
So I think,
Jeffrey, who would you say is your target market?
The target market is going to be a little bit different for each scenario.
Okay.
For instance, my company that's called SYPD, which stands for Sincerely Yours Protection Devices, it's really targeted more towards the women.
Okay.
Reason being, it's not so much that it started that way, it just ended up that way. Because what I have found is that when it comes to the guys, the first thing they'll say to you when you approach them about it is, oh, hey, you know, if something happens to me, I'll just pull out this, I'll pull out that, and be done with it. So it's a little, they have a little bit more, give me a word, Glenn, macho way of looking at things, if you will.
Sure.
Okay? But what you'll see on my website, and just to give you an insight on that before I forget, the website is www.sypd.com. Okay? M-Y-S-Y-P-D.com. And what you'll see on that website, it not only sells product, but it goes into a lot of information about the product. Okay? Because some of those products are not for everyone. Case in point, what I had mentioned to you, when it comes to tasers and also the stun guns, these are devices that are not available in New York.
Right. So these kinds of things. So your target market changes dependent on the products and the availability of those products in the various states.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. Just to give you some more insight as to where they are not available.
Yeah,
for sale. And this is not me, but this is, you can also, you don't have to put this to memory, you can also see it on the website. It's prohibited in D.C., Hawaii, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, as I said, New Jersey, and Wisconsin, Connecticut, and Illinois.
Now, this is protection devices, the stun guns and the
taser.
And the phasers. Okay.
Right. And why don't I start there? And before I do, the key reason was this. The reason why I started the company, and I had to really think about this, because one of the questions that people ask me is that, hey, Jeff, what if these devices that you provided fall into the wrong hands?
Right.
Good question. Okay. the best scenario I can give them is as if I was promoting cigarettes. I cannot handle, you know, as to all who would receive a pack of cigarettes. However, there are some things that I can do or that is in place to deter people from having these types of devices. For instance, although it's not available in New York, if you were to ever receive a taser, okay, a taser uses a projectile, almost as like a pellet gun. So it shoots out a projectile, and it's connected to a wire that has electrical current. Okay, and actually each of those projectiles also has a serial number on it, so it can be traced to the owner. Okay, but let me step back a moment. In order to activate that taser, it's almost like a cell phone. That if I were to ship you a taser,
okay,
you would then have to call an 800 number. They would then do a quick background check. It will cost you $10. They would do a background check. If you pass that background check, the taser is then activated.
So there's actually a built-in protection vehicle for these, so that to prevent them from falling in the wrong hands.
Yes, there's something in process to help deter, you know, bad folks from having tasers. Yes,
okay.
Something's better than nothing.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And the reason why I started the company is because I saw, as we all saw, when you turn on the TV or turn on the radio, the crime rate just going crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And my real concern really was really the older folks. Okay.
Right.
So one of the first devices that I brought to market is called a door jammer. Okay, you probably see a lot of these in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a brace that goes against the handle of the door, and then secures itself on the floor. So as far as an immediate entry with a kick of a door, that's not going to happen too quickly. It's going to give somebody some time to react to a potential crime. And that was the first device that came to mind. So my interest came about because of the rising crime and also what was happening to the elderly. I came out with a specific product which was called the door jammer. After people began to find out about me, other products came into place. So thus came the stun guns and the tasers. Let's address those. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Glenn?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know you have a caller, area code 347. They don't have their hand up, but wanted to let you know they were there.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Jacacia. Jeff.
Okay. Yep. So where I left off on the stun gun. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt to tell you the brief difference between a stun gun and a taser.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned before, a taser, which for whatever reason, it seemed to be popular among people. First thing they say, hey, I want a taser. First of all, it's a little bit more expensive. I told you that, you know, you have to have a background check. It costs you $10, and once you pass the background check, then, like a cell phone, the taser is activated. Okay? The taser uses a projectile, okay, so that you can point and shoot.
Okay.
Okay? All right, and then what happens is that when you pull the trigger, it sends out a very strong electrical current, basically enabling big time the other person on the other end of the taser. Okay, that's what a taser does.
So it's actually like a gun, in that it shoots the projectiles, and then you hit the button, and then they get the electrical jolt.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's correct. I'm just simplifying it for now. You know, I can go into a lot of
This is good. Yeah.
Okay, and some people say, well, gee, suppose the person, let's say it's wintertime in New York and they got, you know, 4 inches of clothing on.
Right.
Well, that's a good point. Okay. Some of these tasers have lasers, okay, that you can actually point and shoot. Well, what does that do? Well, you actually, you know, point to maybe an open area. But that is a concern, that if there are too many layers of clothing, then that might present a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Now, then you have what's called the stun gun.
Okay.
The stun gun is something, it comes in various forms. And again, when you go on my website, okay, you'll see the different types. I mean, you have stun guns that look like a cell phone, okay? You have stun guns that look like brass knuckles.
Okay.
A baton. And the thing about those items is that you actually have to touch someone.
Yeah, so you have to be pretty close in contact with them to be able to fire the thing.
That's correct. You have to have direct contact.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the basic difference between a stun gun and a taser.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the downside about that, is what I feel, is just as you'll see, again, in the cover story of my website, is that all of my devices are non-lethal. They're not designed to take someone's life. Okay? It's designed to discourage or give someone time to get away. Okay? That's what they're designed to do. And a lot of times what people think is that, you know, here's why I use my Marine experience, Vietnam experience, is that some people say, well, hey, something occurs to me, just let me pull up my 9, my 38, or whatever it is, and I'll take care of business. However, statistics show that when that situation comes about, that some people don't have that gut instinct to pull that trigger, okay? And you only have a split second to make a right or wrong decision. And what happens in an instance, if you're just trying to scare somebody, sometimes that device or that weapon will be taken away from you and used upon you.
Right, right, right.
Okay? So such is the case also when it comes to a stun gun or a taser. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Okay.
You know? So those are those two devices.
Okay.
Now I'm going to step into another type of device. You ready?
Yeah. I don't want to spend all the time on the protection devices because I want to talk about this pet ownership and pet insurance and liability. But
Okay. Then I'll briefly touch upon the other two devices and we'll move on. The pepper sprays. The reason why the pepper sprays are popular is because unlike the stun guns or the tasers, you could be at a distance. Okay. Plus, it doesn't matter how much clothing you have on; it's going to be very effective. It depends on the strength of the pepper, and there's some very strongs out there. Real quick, the real difference between the couple of pepper sprays is one, you have what's called a streamer, and then you have what's called a fogger and a spray. A streamer is much more effective only because it has a little bit more force in a direct stream. A fogger is usually used in crowd control. Okay, the only drawback to that is that if there's a strong wind, it can come back to your face.
Okay.
Okay. So the fogger. So those are really the key difference between in pepper sprays, streamer, sprays, and foggers. The other stuff that you see on my website are surveillance devices. I won't go into all of that. You know, there's all kinds of stuff from baby cams to, you know, looking at your own house when you're at work, whatever the case might be. You'll see that online as well.
Okay.
Now, another key product is the pet.
This is huge.
Because we've got a lot of pet owners out there. Yes, indeed. This is huge. I was looking at this when you came up and we had that little reunion in New Hampshire.
Right.
I was looking at that product. But at that time, it wasn't very popular in the United States. It was only popular in Canada and Europe.
Okay.
And you only had a couple of companies out there that were carriers of the product. Now it's becoming a little bit more known because pet owners are now knowing that, non-pet owners don't know, it's very expensive to take your pet to a veterinarian.
That's right.
There's all types of diseases out there that happen to the pets. And truth to be told, one of the key reasons that I went to the pet industry is because I wanted to make an impact and help consumers make a choice between euthanizing their pet or saving their pet. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
And they could do that by being proactive versus reactive. You know?
Sure.
Because people now are at this point whereby they their pets are almost like their children.
Yes.
They care for them very much, and they take it very serious. I mean, look what happened to my man Vic when he messed up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is not just a little thing to play with.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I have that online, and if you don't mind, I'll get that website out. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Okay. Okay. That one is SimpsonInsuranceQuotes.com. SimpsonInsuranceQuotes.com. That's where you see the information on pet insurance, okay? And I'll step back and that subject in a second, so I didn't want to spend too much time on either one. Now, the one that I just got approval for, Glenn, which I was jumping up and down and saying hallelujah about, is pet liability.
Okay. All right.
All right? Pet liability, I love this one. Not that I love any of them less. This is the one whereby if you have a pet that bites somebody, now you have insurance, you know, to help protect you financially. What does that mean? A lot of times what happens is that when you have a insurance policy, I'm talking about on the property and casualty side.
Okay.
For instance, your auto insurance, your home insurance, your renter's insurance. Sometimes these policies will have a declaration whereby it will give you coverage for a like situation. However, some of these insurance companies, and more is happening that way, once they find you have a pet, watch this one. Let's say you say the company asks you, do you own a pet? You say yes. What type of pet is it? It's a pit. It's a chow. It's Makita. Okay? you get my drift?
Yep.
Okay? It's an alligator. It's a zebra. I don't care what it is. And sometimes what happens, they say, that's an exclusion. So what you're finding more and more is that many of these insurance companies are pulling back from sharing the risk of insuring pet liability, especially with the rising numbers of bites that are happening with pets, whether they're aggressive or not.
Right.
And I have on that website that I gave you, assistanceinsurancequotes.com, you'll also see articles about this. One of the key writers of my article is an attorney named Kenneth Phillips, who actually discussed pet bite laws and also another subject that's out there, Glenn, which is called BSL, which means breed specific legislation. That's a huge thing that's among pet owners who are really ticked off about it, because basically what they're doing, they're targeting certain pets, and they're giving some of the pets a bad rap, and basically charging them an arm and a leg in order for them to be insured.
Okay? Oh, really? So if you've got one of the breeds that you said, a Dobie, a Pit, these kinds
Charles,
of would then have a higher liability associated with getting insurance for them.
Yeah, as far as getting insurance from, sometimes it could be non-existent, which is good. Then come see me or come call me. Because what happens is that if the pet has a history of biting somebody or maiming somebody, things of that sort, the company's not going to insure it. My company likely will, unless they murder somebody. You know, the dog, where's he first?
So this is really something that pet owners with certain breeds have to be very, very careful, and as a way of also protecting their financial well-being, given the pet that they have.
You got that right. And also, you know, they should check their insurance policy, their homeowners and their renter's policy. If it's not on there, give me a call or look me up on your website. If it is there, I can tell you right now it's going to be very limited. Unless you turn around and get what's called an umbrella policy. That may be expensive for you. But the only thing I'm trying to do is plant the seed, Glenn, with regards to having your audience have a source they can come to and they can go online and find out exactly how much it will cost for them to insure their pet. I can insure from an alligator to a zebra, exotic pets, whatever it is. I got it all, man. So that's a pretty good snapshot of the product outline with regards to pet liability, pet insurance, gap insurance, and personal protection devices.
Now tell us about a little bit more about the gap insurance. So the gap insurance is what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the gap insurance, very, very simply put, it pertains to automobiles.
Okay.
Here's the scenario. If the car industry is caught upside down, what that means is that you owe more money than what that car is worth.
Okay.
Okay. Usually, the situation that presents itself in that area is if you bought a car with zero down, or if you bought a car with little down, or you traded a car in a car you just bought and you owed money on it. You know, basically, the bottom line is that it's kind of a loan protection. So let's say your car was stolen, you can't recover it, and the insurance company pays you, or your car was totaled and the insurance company pays you. What they're going to do, they're going to take your today's value of that car, the actual cash value, and pay you what that is. Now that today might be, let's say, $12,000.
Okay.
But you owe $15,000. Okay.
So you have to come up with that extra money to pay it if you don't have any gap insurance.
You got it.
Wow.
You got it. That's exactly what that is. So thus the protection of gap insurance. Now a lot of people want it. My service that I provide, buys it at a very reasonable rate. You're not paying an exorbitant amount of dollars on it, because what happens if you buy it from the dealership, I hate to knock them, I mean, you may apply to sell a car. What happens is that you're paying either interest on the insurance that you buy, you see what I'm saying? And also you have to buy it at the time that you buy the car.
Okay.
But with me, you have up to a year to purchase it as long as it's no older than 8 years old. And it's a one-time price, really, of $350. Come take a look at it. That's on SimpsonInsuranceCourse.com as well, Glenn.
And that is just on car insurance.
That the gap insurance is specifically on auto. That's correct. On autos or any type of craft, you know, or it could be boats, it could be anything that you have a loan on.
Oh, it could be on boats too. Okay, gotcha.
That's correct.
So mm-hmm. any kind of recreational vehicle or what have you. Okay.
Gotcha. That's correct.
Excellent. Wow, that's pretty cool.
So well, see, that's how I came full circle. I don't call myself that anymore, but that's how I came with that concept, Glenn, the Gap Man.
Gap Man, yeah, I can dig it. Yeah, because you really strategically placed yourself in various areas to make sure that people are covered.
That's correct.
Bottom line. All right, well, Jeff, we've got a couple minutes left. Why don't you give us all your information again?
Okay.
Telephone number, if you've got a telephone number or you want them to copy, come just to your website, give them all the websites so they can get this information, please.
Okay, let me take it from the top. The first one, which is the stun guns, the pepper sprays, is the following address. MYSYPD.com, which stands for Sincerely Yours Protection Devices. My phone number, and you know I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, Glenn.
All right.
My phone number is 704-345-4745. 704-345-4745. Now, pertaining to the insurance products, the pet liability, the pet health insurance, the gap insurance, and any other type of insurance that you need. That web address would be www.SimpsonInsuranceQuotes.com. SimpsonInsuranceQuotes.com. Same phone number of 704-345-4745. My email address, if you decide to do so, if you'd like to do so, would be, what is it, mysypd, that's mysypd, @gmail.com. Yeah, I got it right.
No problem.
All right.
Glenn? Yes.
Just letting you know, our caller at 347 is faithfully listening in, still no hand. However, we do have area code 516 online waiting for when you would like to bring them in.
Okay, that's my next guest.
Okay.
Nicole. Jeffrey, is there anything else that you would like to share with us about your products, your business? Really appreciate you coming on and giving us some insight, giving our listeners some insight on how they can protect themselves and take care of their pets, their cars, and themselves.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I encourage people, and it's just not from a sales point, but just even from an information point, take a look at the website, because it's not only a sales mechanism, it's basically a resource for information as well. And I encourage you to take a look at it. I have a slogan that I use, and it's, don't be the last to know.
I like that, Jeff.
Yes, indeed.
What did you say? Do not be the last to know about what you need to know, huh?
Yeah, you know. Woo! Don't get me started. I got a lot more now.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jeffrey Simpson, a long time friend and an exciting gap man. find out how he can fill the gaps for you. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the Wealth Club coming to you live. We are just concluding with Mr. Jeffrey Simpson. Jeffrey, stay on. We may have some additional time at the end, we may be able to have some questions, and if people have any questions, so hang on if you can.
I'll be glad to.
Okay, very good, very good. Takesha, can you bring in Mr. Brad on 516?
Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Bradford, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. Thank you for joining the show. This is Mr.
Bradford,
and he is bringing to us conversations around newsletter marketing. So we're going to be talking with Brad for the next half an hour about how to grow your business, challenge your business, encourage your business using newsletters as a formal marketing part of your marketing arsenal. So, Brad, without any further ado, please give us a little background. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
All right. Well, my professional experience in marketing goes back probably about 8 years or so. Covers a pretty good range. Started out in sports, moved on to music. I was in consumer goods public relations for a little while, did a little B2B direct marketing. During that process, I went back to school to study marketing formally, got my MBA in marketing in 2007, which is just in time to sort of see the job market kind of soften up. And rather than, you know, beat my head against that wall, I kind of made the decision that I would take everything that I've learned professionally, in my graduate education and also in my English undergraduate, to sort of build something for myself. So I kind of established my own marketing communication firm. And for the last year or so, that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Brad, I mean, yeah, the market is softening, but in this market, people need marketing more so than anything else. I mean,
oh, certainly, certainly.
They've got to get their business products out there. Mm-hmm. They've got to let people know about it.
Sure.
You know, and leveraging and using the internet is certainly a way to do it. And if you're not staying current,
sure,
you can't compete.
No, absolutely. I mean, the market that was kind of softening up was the hiring market of companies looking to hire new talent. But I certainly didn't think that entrepreneurs were going anywhere, and that's sort of why I decided that, you know, rather than looking for somebody else to hire me, I would figure out how I could become a small business and help small businesses, because I certainly saw that that's where I think a lot of people in these kinds of environments wind up. You know, they decide to make something for themselves and start a small business. So, you know, what service could I provide to a small business?
Well, that's the perfect lead-in for the next question. So tell us a little bit about the kinds of business services that you provide.
Well, what I do is marketing communications, which is a little bit different from the marketing that people think of when they think of marketing. That's more, you know, promotions and advertising. And that gets people to take an interest in your product. And where I kind of step in is in the process of keeping those customers informed, keeping them up to date with what you're doing, and maintaining the interaction and the relationship that's sort of necessary to turn, you know, a potential client into a client. There's a theory of touching your clients that you need to touch, which is, you know, an email, a phone call, a conversation, a certain number of times before they're going to make the purchase decision. I've heard everywhere from 8 to, you know, 40-plus times you've got to get in contact with somebody before they're willing to make that purchase decision. So I really help companies put that sort of process in place, mostly through email newsletters, of staying in regular contact with potential clients and current clients to keep that relationship and that conversation alive.
And who would be your target market, Brad?
Mostly small businesses, as I said. In consumer goods and services, really much more straightforward businesses. I stay away from stuff that's very highly technical or regulated, stuff like law or finance, because there's a lot of regulations and it's very specific markets with its own rules. So I deal more with standard, straightforward kind of businesses that are big enough and established enough to need a solid marketing program beyond what they might be doing now, but still kind of small enough that they really can't handle it themselves, or they are not looking for a full marketing agency to do everything for them. They just want, you know, one or two services.
Okay. So they'd be selling some kind of services or goods, and they probably don't have their own marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
And don't want it.
No, like me, they're looking to sort of, you know, stay lean. Like a lot of businesses, just looking to get what they need and not pay for anything else.
Well, so what kinds of services specifically would be around the marketing communications? Because that's really your bread and butter. So what
mm-hmm.
kinds of services
Absolutely.
Do you provide around marketing communications?
Well, you know, there's really no standard small business, so I try to keep my offerings flexible and customizable because, you know, everybody's kind of at a different place and has different needs. So really anything from developing the strategy behind, you know, what your newsletter plan is going to be to all the way to the execution and analysis of the finished product. So I have clients that I just consult with, that they show me what they're doing and I give my advice on it and keep them in mind, you know, keep them on track with what, you know, their goals are. And then there's clients that I do everything for, that I, you know, look at what they're doing, figure out how it can be better, actually provide the content, handle the execution and the scheduling, and then take a look at what the results are and use that information to make sure that the next newsletter that goes out is even better.
So you're keeping them in front of their customer's face using the newsletters and or emails or
mm-hmm.
any would it be safe to say any electronic communications?
I stay focused really on sort of a newsletter format.
Okay.
Once you've sort of established that kind of program, you can do promotional only emails. You can send out, you know, just a one-off email that's going to go to your established clients with a special offer. But I usually use a newsletter as a sort of foundation for that process because that's the regular kind of keep customers in the loop, explain yourself, you know, establish yourself type of communication. And then from there, you can start to see who's interested in learning more. And then using that information, target a follow-up email or a promotional email for them rather than sending out, you know, 1,000 emails and hoping anybody listens. You can send out 100 emails to people that you know are interested.
So you really are developing customized marketing for the company.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's you really do need to, especially if you want to. You don't want to spend a ton of money. I mean, if you're a big company or you know you're making a lot of money, you can throw just advertising at the wall and see what sticks, and not worry about the percentages because you figure, okay, you know, we have enough money that any profit is good. But if you're a smaller company, you're going to want to see some results. So I'd rather have people send emails that actually connect rather than just, you know, I think they call it spray and pray is the terminology.
What's that phrase?
Spray and pray.
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear you.
So much more about getting bang for their buck.
Yeah, exactly. So give us an example of a scenario or process that you would take a company through. Let's say it's a company that's selling jelly beans or something, some kind of consumer, you know,
mm-hmm.
candy or something.
Sure. I mean, the first thing I would do with anybody is sit down and talk to them. Just to even see if it makes sense to work together.
Okay.
Get a feel for what they've been doing already, marketing-wise, what kind of sales processes are in place, how many names they have on an email list, because I do opt-in emails, so it has to be somebody that wants to hear from you.
Okay.
It can't be, you know, a purchase list, and you're just going to send it to every name regardless of whether or not they want it. So just seeing if you're in a position to really take advantage of it.
So it really works for people to have their own developed list that they can get from interested customers, like a could be from a website, could be from
sure.
a direct sale contact, like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you have a sign-up form on your website or if there's people that you're dealing with regularly anyway and sending emails to, you know, you just ask them, hey, can I put you on my email list or can I put you on my newsletter list? And, you know, get that sort of permission so that it's not just the name, it's not just the phone book. It's not just the name of names of strangers that you that don't know who you are. You know, it's somebody that you've already got, people that you meet at a networking event.
Gotcha.
And you ask them, hey, can I put you on my newsletter list? And get the permission that way so that, you know, once you have that list in place, it's people that actually are interested in hearing what you have to say. It's not just, you know, whoever.
Yeah, not just a random sampling. And
mm-hmm.
and you would so obviously you would help them establish this if the list wasn't that big.
No, yeah, I've sat down with clients and that's sort of been the case that they've said, listen, I don't have the names now, but I want to do it, and it's okay. You give them some advice, help them sort of figure out how to grow their list, figure out ways that they can add to their list so that they can get it up to a number that it makes sense. Because if it's only going out to 100 people, it's not really worth their time. But once they get it to a bigger level, then it's something that I could help them really grow into something more valuable.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's get back. So you would meet with the business, probably with the business owner, CEO
sure.
type persons.
Mm-hmm. Whoever's making that decision,
ooh,
now, see
okay.
if it makes sense.
The decision maker. Then you'd look at what kind of budget they're looking to make this happen, make sales happen.
Well, I mean, I sort of lay out, you know, what my costs are, and I try to keep myself reasonably priced.
Okay.
So the budgeting, and again, email, there's not a lot of print costs or anything, so you're not going to get a lot of budget overruns.
True.
And so once you see if it makes sense, then you start looking at a strategy that's going to meet the needs of the business, because it's not enough to just send out the emails. You have to have a purpose
for
why they're going out.
Say a little bit more about the strategy. So you're a candy company, and you maybe want to expand your sales or something like that?
Sure. I mean, you can, you know, depending on where you're at, you know, your strategy could be that you want to gain referrals.
Okay.
Your strategy could be that you want to, you know, shift demand a little bit, maybe get people to commit to their Halloween orders ahead of time rather than waiting to the last minute.
Okay. Okay.
You can also kind of, you can get, it's also a good source of information and doing sort of customer surveys to get a feel for what products they're more interested in so that you know who's a good lead, like who's a qualified lead, what are they interested in.
Okay, okay.
So you can see, you know, if you have a lot of names and you can see who's not reading your email, and who reads every one.
Okay. And so from that, you could actually spin off some strategies from that initial strategy.
Sure, sure. Once that newsletter goes out, and you can say, listen, here's the 20%, 30% of the recipients that read every one. And of those recipients, here are the ones that have read this article, and here's the ones that have read this other article, so that now you know what are they thinking about. What have they already expressed an interest to you in learning more about, so that when it's time to make a, you know, a follow-up call or a sales call, rather than going through all 100% of the names, you can start with that well-qualified 30% that read your newsletter and have been thinking about what it is you're saying, and you can know which articles they've clicked on so you know that they're interested in, you know, keeping costs under control, or they're interested in, you know, whatever, you know, the articles talked about. It's a way to sort of pre-qualify your customers.
So let me get this right. So you actually can track what
mm-hmm.
the customer's reading and
mm-hmm.
the reference to, and obviously if you're referring to a product or something specific, you
mm-hmm.
would actually you now can strategize or send them another follow up letter that would be more specific for that particular item or
mm-hmm.
sale.
Definitely. I work with an outside vendor, and there's a lot of vendors that help companies set this stuff up in terms of the mechanics, in terms of the actual sending and layouts. I work with a company called Constant Contact, but there's a lot of other ones out on the market. And using a service like that, you can embed links so that way you can get a report after the email has gone out over who has clicked on what link. So rather than just writing an email, you have to keep that in mind and say, okay, I need to make sure that there's links that are clickable that take people somewhere that they're interested to go, that's going to have information that they're willing to click on it in order for you to get the information back.
So you could, Brad, you could literally lead them through a sales scenario.
Absolutely, and that's a big part of having that strategy, is that it's not just an email that you send out to send out. It's an email that you know works into your larger sales process of pre-qualifying people, of, you know, putting ideas in people's heads ahead of a sales call, just sort of getting, you know, keeping that wheel moving, because the last thing you want to do is to call somebody up cold if you can avoid it.
Right.
You'd rather have them thinking about what it is that you're going to say. And even better, you'd rather have them thinking about what it is that you're going to say, and you know that they've clicked on the link and have expressed an interest in learning about what you're going to say. So that's,
wow.
If you set it up properly, that's what something like a newsletter can do.
You know, Brad, what you're talking about in these kind of services, it seems to me that this is essential to any business that's looking to grow.
That's the theory that I'm working on. And it's something that you need to take advantage of if you're a business. You know, I've worked with clients that have sent out a couple and not enjoyed the process, and then brought me in and said, listen, how can you help us get more out of this? And it's a lot of stuff like that about, you know, having a purpose for your emails, making sure there's some clickability so that you can get reports back, and then having a plan put in place to really build off of what you learn, and, you know, keep the ball rolling once you get started with the newsletter.
Interesting. Well, let me ask you this. So give us an idea of what kind of results, because obviously if you're getting it so specific, the results must be pretty good.
Personally for myself, one of my biggest clients I got from my newsletter, that they had a problem, and then my email was in their inbox, and they said, hey, wait a second, this is a person that can solve the problem that I'm having. In terms of sort of the regular, as I mentioned, it's an opt-in type of an email. So one of the biggest results you're going to get is the open rate. A regular, you know, like a banner ad or something, if you have a click-through rate of a fraction of a percent, that's considered pretty good for a banner ad.
Okay.
My newsletter, newsletters that I've sent out, my own newsletter, you know, anywhere from 35% to 50% open rate. Because the people are qualified, and because they know that there's information there that they want to get. And that's part of that opt-in process, and it's part of using the newsletter to give information rather than sending an email asking them if they're ready to buy. You know, you want to get in touch with your clients, but you don't want to be saying, hey, are you going to buy? Are you going to buy? You want to say, here's information. Here's information that I know will help you. And, of course, the information should be chosen in such a way that it's going to lead them along the path that you want them to go along. But it's got to be information that they welcome and see an inherent value in.
So basically, you know, again, we're talking about a sales process, but we're talking about providing them with information, and then at the end looking to create a sale. You know.
Sure. I mean, every newsletter, I mean, it will have a promotional element. There will be, you know, it's a good, you know, if you're going to have an article about, you know, say you're that jelly bean company and you want to try to get people to, you know, place their Halloween order in September instead of October, when you know you're going to be slammed, you mentioned something about it in an article. You mentioned something about Halloween in an article in September, and you mentioned, by the way, 15% off or Halloween orders placed before a certain date.
Okay. Okay.
So you're always going to use it to drive business. You never lose. You never want to lose focus on that aspect of it.
Okay. So that's your overall game plan. Yeah, go ahead, Jakesha.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know you have a caller that's area code 111. In fact, all of the digits are 1. I'm suspecting it might be an international call. I'm not sure.
It's probably someone with a call ID on there.
Okay.
Yeah. So if they raise their hand, let me know.
Okay, sure will.
Thank you. That's Acacia Flowers on the switchboard for us tonight. Thank you. So, Mr. Brad, this is exciting stuff. I mean, I'm amazed at all of this information that you're able to get by driving a newsletter and driving some clicks and creating some focused strategies around the selling process. You're able to really produce some results for folks who've got products and services out there. Man, this is exciting stuff.
Well, I mean, when you really, on the surface, it's not as glamorous or as exciting as, you know, as ads or as a Facebook page or something that's, you know, sort of new and cutting edge. It's very, a lot of what drives it is pretty standard, run of the mill communication and sales processes. That you're saying something interesting that people want to hear, and you're paying attention to the bottom line, which is that at some point you would like money to change hands. So it can kind of get lost in the shuffle of the marketing mix because it's not flashy and it's not brand new, but you know it works. It's true because it's been tried and tested.
Well, you know, the thing that I'm surprised is I've read a lot of newsletters and not necessarily had a whole sales objective. You know, they just kind of, they told a lot of information, but you're kind of left hanging.
Sure. And I mean, and I think a lot of that just sort of comes, because of the software and that kind of stuff, and it's so easy to just write a letter or write an email, that people just kind of do it because they know they can do it without, you know, stopping to take a minute and step back and look at it critically. And what I'm trying to provide for clients is that critical distance, and that, you know, part of it is, you know, the curse of knowledge, that you know so much about your own business that it's hard for you to gain the critical distance to talk about it in a way that the casual person finds interesting.
Gotcha. Wait a minute. Say that again for our listeners, because you just spewed out some gold there. Say that again for us, Brad.
Well, I mean, it's a phenomenon that's pretty well documented. It's called the curse of knowledge, which is basically that you know so much about your own business, and you spend so much time, you know, eyeball deep in the details of your business, that it's hard to talk to people without having all of that information running in your own head, so that you can't give a clear message that someone will resonate with because you're too close to what you know so well. And that you need to sort of step out of it for a second and say, if I didn't know anything, what would I care about?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right. I've heard that before, but you're actually, that's your focus. That's, you know,
sure.
that's what you're, you know, hanging your hat on and making sure that it's strategic, that it's, you know, that it is not just a piece of paper, but it's a strategic piece of your communications and your marketing game plan and ultimately driving sales. I love it.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping other people feel.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've been working direct marketing. That's kind of the bottom line is at some point somebody's got to spend money. At some point, it's not enough to have people like your ad.
Yeah.
Yes, at some point, somebody's got to spend some money, so how can you keep that in the back of your mind without pushing, without being pushy or aggressive or demanding on your readers, but just know from your own self perspective that that impetus and that forward motion needs to be there.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we've got about 5 minutes, just over 5 minutes left. Before we get too much further along, Brad, please give us your contact information, your emails, your telephone numbers, your websites, whatever you'd like people to know about.
My email is Bradford H. Nickel, that's BradfordHNicoll at gmail.com. The website is BradfordHNickel.com, and the phone number is 516-652-6530. And I'll just give the email again because I know it's a tough spell for people. It's BradfordHNickel, and Nickel spelled N-I-C-O-L-L, at gmail.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I thank you, sir. Let me see if there's any... do we have any questions? If you have any questions for Bradford around this marketing communications, clearly he's an expert. Clearly he's got some ideas of how to drive and bring you business utilizing newsletters and emails strategically. If you have a question, press 1, and we'll see your hand go up, and we'll contact you through the switchboard. Bradford, anything else that you'd like to share with us before you go?
No, that's it. I mean, thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it. And
not a problem. Well, if you can hang on, we've got another half an hour segment, and usually doesn't fill all the way up. So if you've got the time to stay on, we may have some additional questions for you.
Glenn?
Yes.
Yes, this is Tricacia, and I definitely see my hand up.
Okay, well, go for it, Tricacia.
Okay, Brad, thank you. This has been, excuse me, quite informative. I thought I knew what it was to know about newsletters, and you have definitely opened my eyes and ears to new outlooks. And one of the areas I'm looking at is I'm an entrepreneur, have been for years, and my product is actually myself. As Glenn will attest to, I'm quite a personality. I do comedy. I have several radio shows. I'm creating myself as singer. So I'm like the product. People want me in their home.
Okay.
And I also have a large gathering or a large following that I haven't learned how to manage that. You know, I have people who are like, when are you going to do comedy? Do you have a CD? When will you be in our town or country? And I got that I need some type of vehicle where I can harness that. So, you know, kind of speak to me,
Well, considering that you, as you said, are your business, I'm certain that you have a lot in the way of content that you've sort of generated, be it audio files, be it stuff that you've written. Just sort of, am I right in assuming that you have this kind of stuff sort of available?
Well, not exactly. I have bits and pieces. Like I have a few journal entries I've done. I have pictures from travel. You know, I have a lot of little things that people are probably interested in, but I, you know, like I said, it's just like I noticed I have all of this stuff and all of these people, and I haven't put it together, and I don't know how to put it together.
Well,
and I think a newsletter might
certainly
help me.
Certainly. I mean, the thing with a newsletter, I mean, there's a lot of ways to maintain a sort of a connection and an ongoing dialogue with a client or a customer these days, be it Facebook, be it Twitter, be it a formal newsletter. And the thing that's great about all of those being online, sort of frictionless mediums, is that you can use one to drive people to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can use your newsletter, you know, you can put the, you know, on your website, you can put new pictures up, you can announce your club dates, you can announce, you know, all kinds of performances or whatever. And then on a regular basis, you can send out the newsletter that's going to keep people informed about upcoming shows or upcoming or whatever you've got going on. So you can write a newsletter saying, I've put new pictures up, and here's a link to them. I've, you know, updated my journal with some new blog entries. There's a sample and a link for more. I've got some shows coming up. Click on the link to my website to see the specific dates. And so as that's going out on a regular basis, you're seeing, you know, who's going to what. You're seeing who's looking at your pictures. You're seeing who's reading your journal entries, and you're seeing who's going to, you know, the upcoming performance listings. And so now you got a list, you know, you send it out a month in advance, and then a week before, you can now go to those same people that clicked on the calendar and send them a targeted promotion to try to get them to come out to the performance. Because you now know that they visited your website and looked at your calendar. And so you can kind of send a little bit of a reminder. With a lot of these, I mean, the newsletters are good because, as I said, you get the feedback of who's been clicking on it and you know, who's opening it and who isn't. Stuff like Facebook and Twitter are great as well. They don't have the same level of accountability because you don't get the reports, but at the same time, they're a bit more open-ended. You know, you only send out one newsletter a month. So if they're not in the mood to read it, they're not going to read it, but your Facebook page is kind of almost is always there for them to visit. So it's good to have both of those strategies running at the same time.
Yeah.
The Facebook is always there for information, but the newsletter kind of compels them to want to learn more because it's a specific communication rather than just a regular presence.
Right. Well, I definitely can follow up with you, Brett, because just in this brief conversation, I get the newsletter would be great for this fundraiser. I have a school that I'm working with, and I see the newsletter as really being a great way. The fundraiser would be the focal piece that I would talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm definitely going to get in contact with you and to follow up with you on this because I think you hit upon something. So thank you.
And don't forget, folks, Brad Bradford has got a newsletter that talks about the kinds of things that he does. Bradford, mm-hmm. is there a special link to get to that, sign up for that newsletter?
There is a sign up on my website. They'll take you to the sign up form. You can always just send me an email saying, please sign me up, and I can manually add you. There's anybody that wants to get on the list, I'm more than willing to include.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you so much, Brad. As I said, hold on for this the third segment and see if we've got some folks out there that still may have some questions for you. But thank you so much, sir, for coming on and sharing your wealth of knowledge.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Glenn, you may want to give the call-in number once again.
Yes, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. That's the call-in number for tonight's show. If you're online or in the chat room and you'd like to ask a question, you can certainly call on. Do we have a few open telephone slots?
We still have three listeners here. Hands aren't up, but they have been faithful for listening for the last 20 minutes or so. I did have another request around your where you promote a business. Okay. Are you doing that segment?
Yeah, we're going to let's move into that segment. But before we do that, can we read? We didn't get to read the declaration, so let's read the declaration.
Can you still hear me, Glenn?
Yeah, yes, Jeff.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm still there. Okay.
Okay, yeah. You're still here. We're going to read the Chikasia, could you read the Declaration of the International Black Summit? This is basically who we're here for and why we're here. And really, the Wealth Club is an outreach of that conversation, funding our community, maintaining well-being in our bodies, and providing human services, and establishing nurturing relationships. So that's part of who we are as the Wealth Club. Please read the declaration for us, Chikasia.
Okay, just give me one moment, and we'll have that right here for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network Wealth Club. We come to you live Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We also have a show every Sunday at 8 p.m. The first Sunday is On Track with Henrietta Byrd. The second Sunday is Let's Celebrate with Chikasia Showers. The third Sunday is Vision Works with Clara Lyons Devon.
Yes.
And the fourth Sunday is Man of the Month with myself as the host. And if we have a fifth and special Sunday, we usually have a special guest host with us. Mr. John, and he comes on and he talks about distinctions. So, Mr. John Thomas on the fifth Sunday. You ready for us, Chikasia?
Not quite, but I do hear Claire.
I'm here.
Hi, Clara.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I am fabulous. Thank you very much for
asking. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing, Chikasia?
We're seeming to have a technical difficulty here. I'll come in with it as soon as everything's set up.
Okay,
so
you go ahead and set that up. And we're gonna shift into the third segment. The third segment of tonight's show is an opportunity to bring your business deals, speak your business, services, and or business proposals that you have. So it's an open segment. And anyone out there that would like to go and tell us a little bit about their business services?
Glenn, if you like, I can share the declaration.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991.
October 25th, 2009, north, south, east, west, above and below, a moment of silence. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Appreciate it. Thank you, Clara.
Yes, and Glenn, I just like to let our listening audience know the annual event will be in 2009 in Baltimore, Maryland.
2010.
Thank you, 2010.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Do we have any hands up to comment, questions, or to speak to business? Please press 1 to indicate your hand goes up so that we can see you on the switchboard. Anyone like to share their product services?
Well, Glenn, it's Tracacia again. You have me all riled up, revved up.
Go for
and
it.
I wanted to take advantage of your great clearing of being able to share your services. And I wanted to share one of mine, and I wanted to share it first from the distinction that I am about it. And the distinction that I am is legacy, and also creating families, especially in the Black community, that equals and surpasses the Kennedys and the Hunts and the DuPonts. And this is one of the reasons why I'm interested in this business that I want to highlight, because I see how it allows me to hire people in my community, how to create family as corporation, and instead of just sitting down talking about where our next family reunion or what vacation we're going to take, we can actually talk about building corporations and leaving legacies. I'm with a company called Prepaid Legal, and it's a service that provides an umbrella of protection over things that we tend to only think of in one dimension, which is legality. We kind of think of it, I don't need a lawyer, I committed no crime. And inside of Prepaid Legal, what I found out was actually it's an area that I have a lot of needs, which have nothing to do with anything criminal, but the fact that there's legal things that I handle every day. The Bar Association says at least 10 papers cross our kitchen table that have some kind of legal issue to it that we must deal with as non-legal people. And so through Prepaid Legal for one small fee a month, I'm able to have a law firm handle all of that for me and ask all the questions for as long as I need and for as long as I want on something as simple as the telephone. My mom just passed away this year, and I've had a lot of probate questions, and it's very easy for me to use this service and get those things answered free because of my monthly fee. So I just want to let people know Prepaid Legal is a business that you can start for less than $300 that can give you that can provide a way to bring legacy to your family, financial independence. And I have a PIN number that I'm leaving to my grandson that will provide financial independence for our family line. And you can share with me more about this in Los Angeles, August the 30th. We will be having a meeting from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at La Tierra and La Cienega Boulevard, where you can come out and talk with me and others more in detail in how to start your own business. Don't worry about ever being fired, and don't care who will hire you because you will have your own business. And that'll wrap it up. And you can reach me at laugh2000@aol.com and include radio talk show in the subject line. And laugh is spelled L like lady, A like apple, F like Frank, F like Frank, S like Sally, 2000@aol.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Tracacia. So if you need any legal work, Prepaid Legal sounds like the way to go. Check out the information that's available at LAPS2000 at where? At AOL?
Yes.
At AOL. Okay. Great. Thank you. Any other folks with their hands up?
Not yet.
Okay. Very good. Anybody else out there that would like to share about their business or has a real estate deal that they would like to share with us, investment or otherwise, and or business, any kind of business services or business opportunities?
Actually, I would like to share about a commercial deal that I've got going on, Glenn.
Please.
It is a dental office and also a day spa. It's located in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, on a main street. It's accessible to the major highways. It has parking for 18-plus cars and sits on over not quite an acre of land, so there's opportunity to expand out or up. It's currently listed at $625,000, so if anyone has a need for commercial real estate in South Jersey, I can be reached at 856-264-1058.
Very good. Thank you, Clara. And if you are looking at commercial deals, do not forget to use cost segregation services to either sweeten that deal for the buyer or as an owner to save your taxes on it. So that's something that I'm doing, and I can be reached at 347-776-7817. This is Glenn Greenwich, and I'm your commercial real estate consultant and your cost segregation studies specialist. Thank you. Who's next? Who else is out there that wants to share? If not, we're going to bring back Mr. Jeffrey Simpson. Jeffrey is still there?
I'm trying. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, great.
Was there anything else that you'd like to add about the business services and our you know, we talked about the pet owners, the pet health insurance, the pet liability, the breed specific legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about the gap insurance. We talked about the various protection devices, the stunt guns, the what's the ones that
phasers,
the phasers. And
mm-hmm.
You talked about the spray, pepper spray.
That's correct.
Were there any other protection devices that you had that were available?
Well, there is, but, you know, it gets a little complicated. Because then you go into what's called surveillance equipment, you know.
right.
You know, but I can leave you with something, Glenn, if you wish.
Sure.
And take it. I have a lot of articles that I submit. Brad also probably should have added with regards to his service, that with his type of service, that you know, when people are concerned about spam and things of that sort, actually the responsibility is on him, so that he doesn't have to worry. You know, the customer doesn't have to worry about all that good stuff. So that's a plus for his business, I believe. But anyway, with regards to subjects, you pick one for me. I have 10 tips for avoiding crime, or tips on avoiding carjacking. Which one do you want me to take?
Let's hear it from the last one.
Tips how to avoid carjacking?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, man.
Glenn, you know better than give me a microphone, right? Okay. All right, here we go.
We're gonna limit you to about 4 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. I only need a couple. Okay. Here's a couple things you can do. Okay. Always park in well lit areas.
Okay.
Okay. Don't park in isolated or visually obstructed areas.
Okay.
Okay. Use valet parking or an attended garage.
Okay.
Okay. Especially if you're a woman driving along. As you walk to your car, be alert. You know, if it's suspicious people hanging around.
Okay.
Okay. Ask for a security escort. Okay.
Now that's the easy one. Though I don't think a lot of people forget about that one. Because
mm-hmm.
I know apartment complexes and or store security would walk you to your car as well.
That's right. Chivalry's not dead yet. Okay. Watch out. Watch out for. I'm not so sure about this, but that's nothing personal. But watch out for young males kind of just hanging around.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. If someone tries to approach you, change direction. Okay. And then, of course, you know, follow your instincts. You know, whether you need to run or walk. Okay? As you approach your vehicle, you know, look at it. You know, look under it, look around it, look inside your car, you know. Okay? Open your door, you know, quickly and lock it. Okay? Try not to turn your back when you're loading packages into the car. You know, give yourself an angle. Okay? And make it a habit to always stop your car and drive away immediately. And then teach your children to enter and exit the car quickly.
Okay.
Okay? Of course, in the cities, I hate to say this, but, you know, always drive with your doors locked, you know, and usually your windows up, unfortunately. Okay? If you are in bumper-to-bumper traffic, okay, and someone, like does the old bump to you in the back?
Yeah.
You know, be suspicious of that. You know, wait a moment before reacting. Okay?
Okay.
If in a real tight situation, don't argue. Don't try to fight the robber or chase him. Okay? And never agree to be kidnapped. Okay? And of course, call the police immediately. Those are just some tips with regards to carjacking. You know, there's other articles that I offer my public, Glenn, you know, with regards to safety precautions such as, you know, 10 tips for avoiding crime. There's burglary prevention, avoiding crimes when parking, you know, rape prevention. There's a lot that I offer. So all they have to do, you know, is go on my first website, which is www.mysypd.com, and you can put your request in there. I have over, 50 articles that I can send on that.
Very good. Thank you, sir. And give us your telephone number one more time.
Not a problem. The phone number for me would be in Charlotte, North Carolina. The 704-345-4745.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Mr. Bradford.
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Anything that you'd like to add? We've got about three or four minutes.
Well, since people were talking about business deals, I do an introductory offer for anybody that wants to establish a newsletter program.
Okay.
I'll do the first one, $100 for the first newsletter.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm going to try to keep my prices pretty attainable and affordable for small business owners. So that first one, you know, $100, and then you can really get a feel for, you know, how I work and what kind of benefit you can see out of it, and then hopefully make a decision that it's something you want to keep up.
Excellent. Well, thank you for offering our listeners that that kind of a deal. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hey, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
I'm offering something also.
Okay.
That's my thanks.
Both are very welcome. I've learned things that some I couldn't imagine. some I'm glad to imagine. All of the things are certainly going to enable the listeners to be able to expand their business and to encourage their business to grow. One of the key things that we talk about when we read the Declaration is we're looking at how to fund our community. Certainly expanding businesses are a way of being able to create legacies and financial freedom for ourselves and, you know, for our families. So both of you guys really did a great job in doing that, and I thank you. And remember that this show is archived, so it will be available sometime tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
So that people can download it to MP3 player or to podcast, or they can listen to it online at a later point in time. So that information is available. And the best way to get it for the listeners, use www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. And that would be the best way to get the direct link to the Blog Talk Radio and to find out a little bit more about the shows that we've made available. Again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the Wealth Club. My name is Glenn Greenwich, and I'm actually broadcasting live from New Hampshire. And we've got folks around the country that are managing the switchboard and managing the calls from Chickasha in Compton, L.A., and Clara in New Jersey, Cherry Hill. So we've got folks all over the planet, but that's basically who we are as International Black Summit. We are facilitators. We are volunteers that make a difference in our community. The Declaration is a vision of who we are and what we're about and what we're standing for in the world. And we are here to provide these kinds of information to not just the people who participate in the International Black Summit, but anyone who is looking to increase their net worth, improve their financial intelligence, to create financial freedom for themselves, and to be able to just uplift and empower themselves and their community. So we're wrapping up. We've got a couple minutes left.
Glenn?
Yes.
Did you want to give them a highlight of next week's show?
I actually haven't confirmed everyone from that show, but I will let them know about the upcoming Man of the Month for September. We have two gentlemen from the one is from the Hip Hop Council, Hip Hop Youth Summit Council Incorporated, Randy Fisher, and the other gentleman is Sharon Corley, who has been in New Jersey Drives, which is a movie, and he's also about positive entertainment and positive conversation. So the two of those gentlemen, so I'll actually be having Men of the Month, and that's next, let's see, look, what date would that be? That would be the 27th of September, at Sunday at 8 p.m., and that's going to be a rock and roll show to really get those young people, because they are working with the state senators. They're hooked up with Quincy Jones and some of the other music icons in terms of positive hip-hop and being able to make even work with the churches in terms of gospel, hip-hop as well. So, I mean, that's going to be a very, very exciting show. So I'm looking forward to that. And the next Wealth Club show will be on the 8th of September, and we're still we're going to have some exciting guests for that as well. I always I'm able to come up with some interesting guests. Again, I want to thank my guests tonight, Mr. Jeffrey Simpson and Mr. Brad H. Nicole, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. I love you guys. I love the work that I'm doing here at the International Black Summit. Our website is www.blacksummit.org, and we've got some information about our next annual event, which will be in August. This past year, we were in London, England, and I'm bringing 100 people from New York to Baltimore next year to participate in the International Black Summit. So go to our website, find out a little bit about it. I want to bring some young folks, some old folks, some in-between folks to really have a conversation of empowerment and wealth building and abundance. I want to make that happen and make that available to all the listeners out there. So definitely check out the website. Check your local areas for summit events. I'm a facilitator and a host of this show, as are the other hosts. So we facilitate this information and this conversation. We love you. We honor our relationship, and we honor who you are, and we empower the gods in you. This is Glenn Greenwich signing out for this evening, for this evening's Wealth Club. Take care. Peace. Blessings. Anything else, Shakesha? Clara?
We have 5 seconds. Great show, Glenn.
Great show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Peace. Blessings. We're out of here for this week. Come back to the show as often, as regular as you can. Ciao.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.